Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the first week of Lent. And from South Africa, we hear from Father Martin Badenhorst. Father Martin is a pastor and a lecturer in Scripture at St. Augustine College in Johannesburg. His preaching today is entitled, Asking for Snakes.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus said, Ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for bread, will give a stone? Or if the child asks for a fish, will give a snake? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? The Gospel of the Lord. It intrigues me that the compilers of the lectionary paired the prayer of Queen Esther with these words of Jesus. The nuances in the book of Esther lead us to see her as rather vapid and empty-headed, a very patriarchal caricature of womanhood. Her prayer is half desperation and half self-congratulation, with her me and I punctuating the waterfall of words. And she most certainly is not asking for any good for Haman, as she prays for the salvation of the people, from whom she is estranged because of her position in the royal court. Yet her self-referential prayer is answered, and Haman and Haman alone suffers the consequences of his ill will. As we pray, our prayers may be similarly self-referential. Like the prayer of the Pharisee in Jesus' parable, I am not like, I fast, I pray, I. And we say, Lord, I need, I ask, I want, I pray, I promise. And we are also often praying for things that might look like fish to us, but which in fact are serpents. Our vision is too focused on self and the immediate to be able to stretch to the distant future and the good of others. That is why Jesus' words are such a comfort. Whatever we ask for, God will respond with what is good for us and others at the time when the greatest good can flow from that response. We ask for serpents, God gives fish. We ask for stones, God gives bread. The paradox is that we can become disillusioned of God because of this odd habit of his. We want a response on our terms and in line with our evaluation of what is good and relevant to us. God responds with the good which is good for all. And it is why we do not recognize the answer, even when it slaps us in the face like a wet fish. The very fact of becoming vulnerable before God and asking for what we cannot achieve is already breakthrough enough for most of us, that we become blind to any answer which does not fulfill our preconception of what an answer should be. We receive the assurance from Jesus in today's reading that all prayers of petition are answered. Some would say that God's no is an answer to our petitions, but Jesus has told us that there is always a positive answer to our petitions. rarely in the way that we want, because our frame of reference is so finite and limited. God responds in a way that is both positive and to the good of the whole picture of the entire universe. It is then up to us to cultivate that awareness that our limits do not limit God. With that awareness, we can become more attuned to God's answers, moving all things to the good, ourselves included. Lent gives us that opportunity to take a little more time to ask insight of God to help us see how responses to our petitions have already shaped us and those around us to the good in the tiny, almost imperceptible nudges to the good of all things that is so characteristic of divine intervention. Amen.